Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, developers, and all software people who want to create best quality software. My name is Richie. I'm a software quality coach, author, and keynote speaker, and happy to bring you an episode live from the HUSTEF Conference 2025 in Budapest. HUSTEF is one of the greatest conferences I've ever been to. Top quality talks, amazing people, and a unique mix of friendly and intense atmosphere you only find at truly great events. If you have ever get the chance, go there. Seriously, you will love it. My guest today is Attila Fekete. On the one side, he is the program chair of HUSTEF 2025 and created an amazing program with great speeches on all three stages with a very high quality standard. On the other side, he's deep in the organization of HUSTEF. He spends so much time in organizing stuff behind the scenes, getting in contact with the speakers. And what I like most of that all, you can always go to him, ask a question, and you get help. We talked about the HUSTEF conference, about the history and why it's such an amazing conference today, bringing together people from all around the world in the area of software quality. He gave some insights into special topics of the conference and an outlook to the next year's conference too. So now enjoy the episode. Before we start, one quick note. Do you know this nagging uncertainty that you might have missed some crucial test when it is time to hit the release button? And did these worries ever turn into customer complaints because something was really broken? And there's a way out. TeamScale shows you all untested changes so you never miss one again. On December 3rd, they will show how this works and which success stories it achieved over the past 13 years. Join now online and for free. Visit tul.fm/ts. You also find the link in the show notes. And now enjoy the episode. Hi Attila, great to have you on the show here.
You too. Great to have you on the program. So we are both happy.
Yes, yes. It's a good win-win-win for the speaker, the conference,
and to the
for
audience
the podcast
as well.
And the quadruple win. it's great to be here. It's my first time at the HUSTEF.
Hopefully not the last time.
No, it's not. I'm so happy here. It's so a nice spirit, a great community here. So I really enjoy it.
And now you are part of it, right?
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, that's
good. Now you're part of our history, our family.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I had just my talk 1 hour before.
Yeah, I was there.
And there were so many questions afterwards, and people want to discuss about it. It's really a great, great, intense
experience. And the room was full, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen, it was a little funny, because front row is empty, first, I think, three.
Yeah.
In the university. I remember, university auditorium.
Yeah.
First three row. Empty, back rows full.
Yeah, I know some organizations, they remove the first row after the people are sitting there. So,
really?
So maybe it's for the next
maybe we should do that.
I put it
on the improvement list.
but that is not much to improve here. So the HUSTEF, it's a celebration today.
Yeah,
absolutely. The 15th HUSTEF.
Yes.
So just get us into it. How does it start all and we are getting here?
Believe it or not, we started in small, and actually we had no big dreams, you know. Back in 2011, 15 years ago, Stucky started it. He brought it to life, and as a local event, you know, the whole idea was to let people, local test engineers, to meet and share their experiences. And you know, after some time, people started show up and showed interest, and that was when we realized, you know, we need to take it seriously. Then we hired Chilla, who's actually begin to conferences, begin to project management, sales, marketing, and finance, and from there, you know, it was all up, actually.
Yeah.
And here we are here, and you know, after the pandemic, it was a decision of us to make it more international, because prior to pandemic, so speakers were international, like 95% international, 5% local people. But now between 40 and 50%, even the audience is international.
Yeah. And now we are here 15 years later.
Yeah.
Can you give us some numbers? How big is the conference already?
So this year we have sold 705 tickets.
Wow.
Altogether. And back then, I think we were like 150.
Yeah.
So we are five times more than before. So, I mean, it's a dream, you know, yeah. We still can't believe it.
Yeah.
And that's why we are so excited. You know, it's not a business for us. It's a love project.
Yeah.
You can see probably because you can see me, I'm busy, but keep on smiling because I enjoy it so much.
Yeah, to be honest. Yeah, I think that's also the spirit of this conference. I was in a review team and volunteering for the call for paper for all the proposals, and this working together with the other reviewers was so much fun in the Slack channel and what we did about communicating. It was really fun from the first moment on.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point, because it must be fun. Otherwise, why to do it? Because, you know, that's practically the whole idea. Yeah. So it's a conference. You feel like you're coming home.
Yeah.
So that's basically our brand. We are caring about the people, the speakers, the audience. You're coming home. So you will see it next year. You're coming back like an old friend.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, you know, because that's the idea DNA.
Yeah,
you know, that's the uniqueness in Hustaf, I think.
Yeah. But what do you think is when you see on the content side of the speakings and the tutorials and all the stuff? What is the USP from the Hustaf?
What
the USP, the unique selling point, the one which makes it.
I think unique selling point is definitely we have quality content.
Yeah.
We are having each and every year fresh perspective. Unique is also, we have this first-time speaker initiative for a long time. So probably you have seen that, but 10% of the people who are on the program are first-time speakers.
Yeah.
And we even do coaching. It's part of the program since the pre-pandemic, so 2019.
Yeah.
That's one of the uniqueness, I think. Second thing, you know, we are really living together with the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
You remember I moved into the hotel, so basically we booked the whole hotel for the speakers, and I'm there from early morning. So this is the whole thinking. Yet, you know, public speaking might be stressful. Anyway, you would like to perform, you would like to be the best of your life. So we thought, why not make it comfortable?
Mm.
So you can be the best of yourself. So this is, I think, the unique thing. And otherwise, it's completely objective and transparent. So we don't do any favor. As you can see, we have a review board, and we score and objectively decide who is in and who is not. So I think that's important.
Very neutral,
and we are independent. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I think that is one of the very positive attitudes, which is one of the spirit that there's not driven by a company or something like that, but really from passion and from community side.
That's the whole thing. I think it should be like that.
Right. I saw in the program there were some specialties like the masterclass or the career clinic. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So it's like that because you know. I believe if we ask for feedback, we should do something about it. So, you know, past couple of years, we had comments like session talks are too short, we don't have enough keynotes. Senior folks told us that, you know, I don't have anything to watch because those 30-25 minutes talks are not enough for me. So we addressed those kind of issues. So we extended the regular talks, we added extra 5 minutes, and we have this 100-minute long deep dives, we call it the masterclass, to offer something for senior folks and even decision makers.
Yeah.
As you can see the program, we have a little bit of non-functional testing, a little bit of AI on the masterclass side. We also have a little bit of leadership because Andrew Brown is going to talk about modeling, how we can use that to improve processes and predict the outcome. So that's the whole thing. And what else? As you can see, we have a lot of entertainment here.
Yeah.
Because our audience really asked for this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of fun. And what else? I mean,
People like to come together here.
The speaker's corner is an innovation because people were asking, okay, you stop us asking questions.
Yeah.
Because we usually have time for three, four questions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, that's we try to address. I think that's important.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to the people.
Yeah.
And we listen to the speakers, because they were telling us that 20 plus 5 minutes is not enough. So now we are playing with 25 plus 5, maybe next year even longer sessions.
Yeah.
Depending on your feedback.
Yeah.
Like you can give us feedback.
Oh, that's good. That's great. And there was one point, the career clinic.
Yeah,
what was it?
So how it started? We have a bunch of coaches here. Peter, we have Mike, he's doing coaching. And Mike was, I think, the PC chair when we were thinking about what to do, what extra add-ons. And, you know, we said a lot of people are somehow stuck with their career. Not necessarily switching company, maybe within the company, career progression. And, you know, last year we started coaching and we took it to the next level, because last year we had this short slot during the lunch break, but we even had a tutorial on day one. So you can talk to these dudes. Mike is, you know, super experienced.
Yeah.
And actually, he teamed up with Hannah, who's from the HR side. So the whole thing is not only help you to improve technically, but also how you manage your career progression.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is so important, because in testing, usually you have this like a glass where you cannot go further
ceiling.
In your career.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important to talk with testers about this topic.
Yeah, because, it's important, because I have seen a lot of people disappointed, you know.
Yeah.
I can't achieve what I want. And actually, these dudes, teach them how to do that, you know, how to write your CV, how to act on social media, how to build up your online presence,
yeah.
You know, what to expect from an interview, how to design your CV so it gets to HR, because these days AI is everywhere, and actually they have AI-powered tool to screen those CVs.
Ah, great. Yeah.
And if you don't know the tricks, you know, this is pretty much like search engine optimization. It's CV optimization.
Yeah.
So you get through. Because if the tool drops your CV, come on.
It's a very, 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 very good initiative. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also the part with the that you're promoting new speakers. There are some sessions around that and before the conference to help new speakers come to stage.
Even we have coaching. So the whole thing, we not only pick them, give them opportunity, but we also have coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
We do online coaching sessions, slide reviews, and this kind of stuff. I think it's important, because, you know, it's a trap.
Yeah.
You know, you don't make the program because you don't have enough experience.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you turn down. But, you know, it's an endless loop, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, great.
And, you know, I remember I used to be a public speaker.
Yeah.
And I remember how difficult it was the first time. You know, I sent in a lot of submissions. They were keep turning me down. No, denied.
Yeah, it could be very frustrating. It's good to have somebody to discuss these things and what
to get. So I still remember, we are human beings. And that's why we had the first time, so we call it Rising Star Keynote.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same. So not first time speaker, but first time keynote speaker. Because that's also an a mission impossible sometimes. Because, you know, there are those big names out there. And oftentimes, conferences pick them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great thing to promote all the youngsters too. I like that very much.
Yeah, we care. And that's the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, care.
We care
the
about
right
people.
Wording, yeah.
I mean, it's important.
Yeah, great.
And we also help them to be successful, because, you know, it would be easy just to let them fail.
Yeah.
But the whole point is, I have seen one of the guys, one of the first time speakers, and the guy was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And you have good content, and you have the quality assurance for good content for your own conference. So that's great. Yeah, yeah. And it's now the 15th birthday.
Yes.
Today in the evening there is a birthday party. Can you tell us some what can I expect there?
We split the fun activities a little bit, because, you know, the birthday party won't be here. So as you can see here, we have giant Jenga, this table soccer. We have this selfie, this infinity spinner. Over there, we will have, actually, we start with a little light round table with XPC chairs. Mm-hmm. Nothing serious, a little bit fun. Then we will have a party, DJ, dancing, and in a separate room, we will have a lot of activities like PPT karaoke and this kind of stuff, a little bit of quiz for those folks who don't like dancing.
Yeah.
And obviously, there will be a large terrace, it's in the downtown, where people can have a cigarette, have a drink, and enjoy the rest of the night.
So yeah.
This year will be special.
Oh, okay. I'm looking
and
forward
to it. And there's a big interest. Actually, there's a big interest.
Yeah, yeah.
So Chilo told me she expected less people.
Yeah.
Because we run a poll.
Ah, okay.
Turned out we need more, more space.
Okay.
So
it's
going to be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. Yeah, yeah. And after the Hustev is before the next Hustev, what are your plans or what are your ideas to improve for in the future?
Future. So there's a lot of things going on here. Probably what we will improve, we have a mobile app. It's very cool, but we don't do that much posting over there. So probably, you know, important stuff like notifications and these kind of stuff. What else? I have a plan to... So sometimes, you know, Hungarian market, they may not know these names like yourself, you know, and the plan is somehow to build up those brands. So maybe in the future we will have online mini event to invite people, potential speakers, to build up their names, you know, because we have realized that sometimes it's difficult to sell even tutorials with good names because the local market, you know, most of the Hungarian testers aren't traveling that much.
Yeah.
So unless we bring here international folks, they just have no clue who these people are. So we have a pipeline who we would like to work with, build up their brand, like you. Maybe we will invite you for a mini Hustev, 20-minute online talks, just to introduce you to the Hungarian market. Because still, a little bit more than half of the folks, attendees, are from Hungary.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it's international. So 40-something% is international attendees.
Wow, there's a lot of plans for the future. So
yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Bigger, which is an issue because we don't have many venues here in Budapest.
Yeah.
That can accommodate us.
Yeah.
But here we have this one. And actually, there's another option we are having a conversation with because we already started to plan next year.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
we
sure.
already,
yeah. Just, yeah. 1 year later, you have to plan up front.
It's very intense. Actually, we never take a break.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that.
Yeah. Sounds great. I hope I'm coming back next year. Thank you very much for the insights here for the community. I think they will join maybe the next Hustev too. Thank you for having me here with the podcast. Looking forward to have another great conference day here.
Yeah, and I hope you return next year.
Yeah, I will.
Now you're part of the family.
Yes, now I'm part of it.
thanks
very much.
Thanks for inviting.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.